I would like to take a moment and share with you a passage from the first chapter of Mark's Gospel. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Friends, a few weeks ago, my laptop would not connect to the internet. I ran every diagnostic test that I could think of, but in spite of all of my efforts, I could not repair what was broken inside of my computer. Eventually, I needed to contact the manufacturer, and I had to allow the technician to take remote control of my laptop. At first, the thought of this was very unsettling, but then I realized that if I wanted it to be fixed, I had to trust and let the technician do his job. My computer was fixed, and now it is running as good as new. In the gospel that we just heard, Jesus heals the leper. The leper is a symbol of our own spiritual uncleanliness. He outwardly represents what sin does to our souls. The leper wanted to be healed, but in order for that to happen, he had to put aside his fear and put his faith and his trust in Jesus, and Jesus willed that he be healed. God, in his infinite mercy, wants to heal us. He wants to make us free from the decay of sin. But first, we must become aware of our own sinfulness and, like the leper, we need to put our trust in Jesus that he will fix the connection between us and God. Remember that God wants to heal us and that the healing from our sinfulness that we receive comes to us through the sacrament of reconciliation. Sin causes our connection to God to be broken, just like the problem inside of my computer caused the connection with the internet to be broken. On my own, I could not fix my computer, and the more I tried, the worse it became. Finally, I had to put my fear aside and let someone else take control. Our connection to God works the same way. If we hope to keep that connection between us and God working, then we must trust Jesus and let him take control of our lives. We must let him heal us, let him fix what we cannot do on our own. Dear Jesus, as we come closer to the memorial of your passion, death, and resurrection, we are reminded of how sin is a form of leprosy in our lives and how it can destroy our souls. Help us, Lord, to approach you in a spirit of humility and trust as we approach the sacrament of reconciliation. And as we ask to be healed, we are confident that in your loving mercy, you will always say, "Yes, I do will it." Amen.